point. And that's why I say we have to have an honest discussion about this.
The sight of politicians shouting at each other in the House of Commons is more often than not the only bit of British politics most people see.
Let me just say, I let it go the first time. The word con man is frankly unparliamentary.
But it's hardly captivating for a younger audience. Since the 1990s, the number of under-24s bothering to vote in general elections has been declining. And in 2005, it hit a record low of just 38%. So would lowering the voting age to 16 change things? Well, this year, 16 and 17-year-olds who go to school in our region have got a say in whether Alex Salmon will be allowed to create an independent Scotland.
The boundaries of Scotland and England, which were disputed in the Middle Ages, are actually the long-standing boundaries just about on earth.
At Berwick Academy, a group of sixth formers are discussing the independence referendum.
Are they going to have to cross the border every day?
Some of these students, like Yasmin, who lives just across the border in Coldstream, have a vote.
Yeah, I am happy that I have a vote, because obviously I have many friends and acquaintances that do wish they had a vote, but live in England, so they don't. They just are able to carry their opinion, basically.
Whilst others like Alanis, who lives in Berwick, don't.
Half of us do have the vote, especially in this school, which makes it frustrating for us because it's going to have as much of an impact on us as it is on them.
And it would seem giving young people a vote in this election has sparked their interest. But both Yasmin and Alanis feel that politicians ignore young people in general.
I think that the reason why many young people, 16, 17, 18, don't have that much interest in politics is because of the fact that parties don't reach out to us young people as much as they really should.
I think a lot of the time politicians focus on who's going to have the vote and who's going to vote, when they don't realise that if they encouraged young people to vote by focusing on them, more young people would vote.
The head teacher at Berwick Academy is Alexis Widdowson. Does she feel her 16 and 17-year-olds are mature enough to vote?
I think that children actually take the decisions that they make very seriously. And I have no concerns at all about the capacity of the average 16-year-old to take that decision responsibly. In other words, they have the capacity, in my opinion, to make an intelligent decision, but they don't have the knowledge to know how that decision will play out.
So back at Westminster, the anomaly with the Scottish independence referendum becomes glaringly obvious. Young people are deemed mature enough to have a say on whether a 300-year-old political union should be maintained, but those same young people, just 8 months later, will have no say in deciding whether this man...
Other people will be able to take their own view. I'm telling you about my view.
..or this man...
It's my job to fire members of his cabinet!
..should be Prime Minister after May 2015.